It's an emotional moment because I have a lot of fun memories. I don't have anything but great memories. I came here, and this job been, oh, gosh, beyond my wildest dreams. I never thought it'd be this. I've got to go all over this world because the college won 4 championships. So then I was named the Olympic coach, and that's the greatest thrill a person could ever have. So I don't have anything but great memories. But there comes a time, Mark, you have to decide, you know, about other things, about your family, about your wife, about your children.
Coach, we're going to miss you. What are you going to do now?
Gene, that's a great question. I still got a lot of energy. I get up every day with a lot of energy. I don't know what I'm going to do. I know my wife says I'm not going to retire. She says if I retire, Michael, she's going to get her a job, secretariat or something. You can only play so much golf, boys and girls. And I still got a lot of things I want to do. I don't know, but I got 3 or 4 months to kind of reflect and see what I want to do.
Cynthia Cooper today called the time she had with you, those 4 years, a magical ride. What do you think about that?
More than magical. First time I ever met Cooper, I was out at Westside, and she come up behind me, and she said, I told Betty, I said, Betty, you know, the thing I'm going to miss more than anything is that I'm kind of been a hugging coach. I've been the kind of guy to kind of hug his players, and that was one of the things. That the older you get, that's one of the things you can do without nobody thinking anything. And so, one of the greatest things. And so, Cooper walked up behind me and said, does pro coaches hug their players? I thought then and there, wasn't going to get any better than coaching Cynthia Cooper. What a moment.
I think you start hugging when you get a lot of pretty players, Coach.
And you got a great player that comes to practice every day. A great player that practices every day. Going to argue with you some. I ain't arguing that now. Going to discuss a few things with you, but going to lay it on the line every day. Kevin Cook threw her a bad pass one time. She's shooting 500 shots. Kevin Cook threw her a bad pass. She said, Coach, can we find a coach? He's thrown 400 passes, but I want 401.
She said she could still feel the confetti coming down. She could still see it.
Yeah. I can remember winning the first championship when we were 3.5 games out. My man Tom Savage, we had a first press conference together. Savage, we're ending it here together, buddy. Glad I even know you were the enemy tonight. I'm going to still love you. Savage and I are in Los Angeles. We're 3.5 games out with, I think, either 7 or 8. He said, you know, Coach, he's a positive guy. PR people, you ever notice this about them? They're positive people. They don't have all that pressure on them. You ever notice that? Nelson sitting around saying, we're going to do this, and Bob and all of them. But they ain't coaches. You understand that now? They're saying the Rockets are going to do this. So he says to me, he said, Coach, we got a shot to win this thing. I said, boy, you are crazy. We are just trying to make the playoffs. We go to Madison Square Garden. We're a happy game out, and we go to playing. And I tell everybody that we win that night. We're hosting. The team flies back on Continental. I just fly back on my own energy. It's so exciting. When we won the first championship, I just couldn't wait to get my ring. I just could not wait. And so, yeah, all you guys got a Rocky ring, you know what it feels like.